Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are $400 or $500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belani and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call Keith at 443-531-3457. Let's get ready and know your
everybody, how you doing? I just want to say hi to everybody and thanks for tuning in who have already tuned in. I know there's a caller with their hand up, but I'm going to get to you in just a second. Tonight my segment is going to be about shade. And not really shade like you just being fierce to another person or you just can't stand another person. I'm talking about shade like as in ballroom shade. And it was kind of healthy shade, I guess, back then, because that's what I do on my show. I talk about back in the days comparing to now. Something is not right. But anyway, everybody, but it's shade. But back in the days, like a more primitive version of Walk For Me Wednesday, we had scandal sheets. And tonight, after I finish saying all the things that I got to say, I want people to call in about and just say what two people in the ballroom scene that you have saw battle before or have not seen battle and you want to see go head up in a competition. May it be runway, may it be face, may it be performance, may it be a garment category. Just two people that you feel that you want to see them go up against each other on a one-on-one. And that's why I say to people, like, make it a little – shade is all right in all kind of perspectives because I know I can be a shady person at times. But make it worth something or make it have a purpose, because just throwing shade just because you're a miserable bitch is not really qualified shade. That doesn't take too much tenacity. That doesn't take too much of anything. I mean, to be shady with a reason gives you more of a reason for doing it, just to be doing it. Then you become haphazardly. But scandal sheets were like, I was so shocked that I was at the age I was. I think I was the first time I ever made a scandal sheet. I was 19, and I thought it was everything. Nowadays, if you make Walk For Me Wednesday on certain occasions, it's a read. So scandal sheets were like everybody would – you would get a house to get something together, and say that there was a ball coming up in, say, January. Scandal sheets would come out very November, late October, early November. And it would be like – they would say things like, I want to see Stevie St. Laurent and Mousy. Mousy being Miss Andre Christian. Or you would see things like, I want to see Julian Mugler and Terrell Ebony. Or they would say things like, I want to see Renee Caron and Shanice Milan. Those were like scandal sheets that were like, that was our shade. And that started a whole rivalry against each other. But it was healthy. It got heated at times where fights might have broke out or whatever. But at the end of the day, it gave us a reason. It gave us a healthy reason to want to walk and to be more creative than the next bitch. And I thought that when I first experienced Walk For Me Wednesday, I thought it was going to be somewhat similar. But it seems like a lot of people took Walk For Me Wednesday and started using it for cruelty and to be mean and to read each other. And on certain occasions, give people status on one thing or another, which I thought was kind of like, ooh, a lot to me. Because in all reality, if somebody on the outside of not being homosexual was to read something like that, they'd think that we were all crazy. Okay? So that's like something that you should be like really careful of. But like scandal sheets, they were fun. And just imagine how people would get themselves together about it. And it would be like the House of Pendarvis was giving a ball or the House of Dupree. And it would, and every category that was on the category sheet had a scandal to go along with it. Like they would say for runway, they would want to see Alan Adonis. And for runway, they would want to see Eric Adonis and Miss Patrick. Ebony, or Miss Bernie, and one of the other midgets, or Miss Charles. They would say they would want to see that. No, no, they both walked the same category, and the category was on the next function. So they would compare them up together, or they would give her, I want to see what Octavia is going to come out in, and I want to see what Miss Tennille is going to come out in, you know, or something like that, or is Miss Tennille going to serve tonight, or, you know, it would be something that would get everybody gossiping and get the ball rolling, and everybody would be like, but you would catch that a scandal sheet would make so much intense feeling in a ballroom scene until everybody would keep a piece of paper for months. And I'm sure if we were to go and look back, or we would want to find somebody that would have one of the old scandal sheets, it would be Derek Prada Ebony. He keeps everything to me. I could never do that. I have a lot of pictures and stuff like that, but Derek has flyers. Derek has videotapes. He has clips of different balls upside down. DVD player, VCR, Betamax. I mean, Derek has it all. That's just a little too far back for me. I was kind of young then. But for tonight, I just want people to call in and just say, well, something like, I would like to see Quincy Icon and Pretty Allure, because I would really like to see that myself. Or I would like to see Foxy Milan and Cassandra, or maybe Foxy Milan and
Kelly.
Who? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What the fuck is going on with my phone? You can hear me? On the radio? Yep. Well, I hear me too. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Kelly?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can also hear like three other people.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay, and I have an echo. Every time you speak to me, you have an echo.
I don't know why you can hear me. My phone is supposed to be mute.
I can hear you clear as a bell. Can you hear me clear as a bell?
I sure can.
Okay, so I guess everybody else can hear both of us.
Oh, well, you go ahead back, honey. I'm going back to what I was doing.
Uh-huh. Okay, so scandal sheets. They were fun. So tonight, I mean, when everybody starts calling in, just give me an example of those people that you were, or give me a grudge match. I think at the end of this segment, I'll give somebody that I would love to vote against, but I don't know if I really want to do that or not. But this is somebody that, not the reason why I want to vote against them, because they're better than me. I just like the way they vogue. I just think their voguing is something that impresses me. For them to be younger than me, I think their vogue impresses me. I like the person's style. I like the way the person executes their dips. I like the way the person, she just always keeps a frozen face of constant positive look. It's like, I like watching this person vogue. I like the category, but this person always makes me want to watch the category, especially when I know they're voguing. So, and this is a person I would want to battle against, and I don't even walk that category anymore. And I don't think I could even, it's not even about even winning with voguing against this person. It's really something, I just want to see how I react towards voguing against this person. That's what it would be. So, if you choose not to say your name or whatever the case might be, that's fine. Just don't make it, if it's shade, let it be shade in a nice way. So if you're going to mention somebody that you know these two people have shade with each other, don't fuel it like in a nasty way. Just throw it up in the air, and what everybody else concludes about it, let them conclude about it. It doesn't even make a difference, because most of them, including myself, are going to think the shadiest part of the whole deal. But blasting someone on the radio, I really don't like that too much. I mean, if you want to blast a bitch, you know, do it face-to-face. I think that's the best way to do things. So, I mean, when callers come in, just give me, like, a person that you would want to see battle against each other and why. I mean, I think I want to see Foxy and Tuna go at it because they're both soft and kind. On top of that, I love Foxy's hands. And Tuna has pretty hands to me, too. Not only because she's my child, it's just I think that putting her up against Foxy, if she win or lose, she's going to learn something from battling Foxy. The reason why I would like to see Quincy Icon and Pretty Allure go at it, because Quincy is pretty versatile to me, so he can go to that soft and cunt and make it happen, and he can give you that rough side from his twist experience, but Miss Pretty is just a cool, calm, collected, soft, accurate bitch, and she never lets anybody else suck her in to anybody else's performance. Miss Pretty will never follow you. And to see those two people go at it, that would give me some joy because they're both very calculated. Miss Quincy has a little more experience. Miss Shanti has a little more experience. Miss Pretty has guts, and she'll try something. And she'll try it right then and there. I just think she's innovative. I think she's always changing up her performance. And it's just soft and subtle. And then she can be poisonous with the same subtlety. I just love Pretty's performance. Right along, I live for Quincy's versatile performance. And that he was brave enough to go from Twist to Vogue Femme. And he executes both pretty well. And he's a good sport about things. But Pretty, I just think that would be just a well-calculated battle, and it's one I haven't seen in a while, and I just like to see those. And I now, with them being out a little while and they both haven't been voguing too much, I would like to see them both come back to the ballroom scene and go head up. I think that would really be fun. That's just my personal opinion, not being shady. Another person I would want to see battle. I want to see Dee Dee Chanel and Amaya go at it. I mean, I'm just talking about face beyond, and I want both of them just to give attitude. I just live for both of their attitudes. To me, Dee Dee is a veteran for attitude. That she is just one that has just gives me attitude beyond, and believe it or not, I think that Amaya is the next creation of Danielle or the closest we're ever going to get to it. I think Amaya is so pretty, but just like Miss Danielle, she has attitude to motherfucking buy. And I just think she is a pretty, pretty girl with attitude. I just think that Miss Dee Dee is a veteran, dark-skinned, know-how-to-sell-it babe, and has no problems going against anybody, and I love it. Okay, everybody, I guess I have a caller. Caller, are you there? 862-452, are you on the air?
Hey, okay, this is going on.
Hi, baby. What I was talking about.
This is your nephew, Anthony Revlon.
Hi, Anthony, what's going on, baby?
Hey, I was listening to you about the scandal sheets, but you know what made the balls hot? Remember when they used to send out the flyers and they used to say, Cabbage Ebony says he destroys the old way, but Joey Revlon says he doesn't want a day of me and Tanaka. Remember how they used to go in storylines with it?
Right.
And when you went to the ball, they was there and it was going in.
And it was clean cut shade because, like I said, my first time ever getting into any scandal sheet or anything like that, I was 19 years old. And they threw me up against Jerome Pendarvis. And me and Ballerina Jerome. And it was fierce because Ms. Jerome was a veteran. And she was like one of those girls that did not play the radio. And when they put me on together, she walked by me and she got very, I know you didn't put yourself up there, Miss Cabbage, but whatever the case might be, when I see you, darling, it's on. So just be prepared, because since you're on there and you seem to have no problems with it, I guess we'll find out what it was. And
but you
want to
know what
happened?
Not,
when she said to me, I was so living.
But Auntie, that's yes. how you made your name back in the day.
Right.
When they called you out on them scandal sheets and y'all all showed, everybody that they called out showed up at that ball and it was all going in.
It was terrific to me. And it was like something I was, mm-hmm. I used to live for. But now you can get the same thing on Walk For Me Wednesday and it never turns out the same.
At all.
Do you realize
at all.
It turned out to be healthy shade?
No, because then people want to fight and then argue and then read and then put people health business and personal living business out there, and it's not even for that. It's supposed to be friendly competition.
For one, it's supposed to be extracurricular activity. So
yeah, you're right about that.
What in God's reason do you think that it's healthy enough where you tell somebody, oh, I don't give a fuck, the bitch is sick.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
She can be all of that and... You're shade with her, and she just went over you.
Okay.
So whose read is really on for you saying that?
You're right.
You see what I'm saying? So I
mm-hmm.
think that if it's going to be shade, have a purpose. You know, have a purpose. Go for a bitch. Go for a bad bitch that you know is a bad bitch, and just, you know, but be clean about it. Get very well. I don't see, well, what I could say is, oh, I don't see Jamal Milan. Knowing that I see her. But if I want her, if I want to draw her out, I would give her, well, you know, I see her daughter, but I just don't see Miss Jamal Milan no more. And
yeah.
You know, for the next time Miss Jamal would tap you on your shoulder and give her, girl, I heard you didn't see me. And when the girl said that, you give her, girl, I heard you didn't see me. And you give her, oh, woman, think, take it anywhere you want. I'll see you on the dance floor. And
uh-huh.
we were, after the battle, it was finished. It was over with. We would be girlfriends again. We would see each other in the club, and we might go through it for a minute and have a little Vogue session and dance around or whatever the case might be. But that's what kept the competition healthy. So now what two people would you like to see in the ballroom scene, maybe from your past, maybe from now, or whatever? Maybe a statement, maybe a star, maybe a legend. What two people would you like to see battle?
Oh, wow, I haven't been out in a minute. I want to see you and Kelly go at it.
Kelly Mizrahi?
Yep, I want to see y'all both.
Butch Green Vogue and Fam or Olway?
Both. Let's make it hot, both.
You just want an open performance?
Open performance.
What?
I want to see y'all hit the floor.
Down and dirty.
Down and dirty. Oh, no holds bar. Just go okay. in.
The only shade with that is, you know, Kelly, me and Kelly might keep it even, but you know her big sister is not going to let that go down. You know, McKinnon is not going to let that go down like that. She is not, Southern is not going to let Kelly be out there and let that go down like that. So if Kelly is ever in need, here comes motherfucking himself. But it's never mind. It's no worry because I think I have a little faith in my sister. I think Miss Nicole will come out there and defend me. I think out of everybody else, Miss Nicole or let me see, or maybe Miss Nicole would come out there and defend me first. So if it had to be a femme queen, I would pick Nicole.
Oh, well.
If you want
to talk about femme queens, I would like to see Ashley and Sanaya go back at it again.
Just one more time, huh?
One more time for old time's sake.
One more time. And a cat suit.
And a cat suit. Charlie's Angels.
All right,
you
got to
have the Farrah Fawcett here.
Yes. Thank you, Anthony. I have another caller. Right, and if you feel like you want to, if you got another one, call back in. And I'll be more than happy to take it. All right? Hold on, everybody. I'm just trying to find the new number that Kelly just sent me. New caller, 646-789. Caller, are you there?
Oh, I didn't push one. Hey, Cabbage.
Hi, Bubby. Why didn't you push one?
Yeah, I'm letting you go. I'm just business. I didn't mean to push one. I just called in.
Who is this? Okay, no name. Who? I can't hear you, but anyway, thank you for calling in, and if you wanted to give me two people that you would like to see go at it head-to-head, who would it be? I guess we're having testicle difficulties. But anyway, Kelly, I have a new caller, 773-462. Caller, are you there? Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
How you doing?
Fine, and you, sweetheart?
My name is Sasha the Destroyer Herrera.
Hi, Sasha.
How you doing, Cabbage? And I want to say at 12 o'clock it will be my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I would like to see Jody Balenciaga and Brian Herrera go at it, Sex Siren.
Wow. And do you think that would be an equal matchup? I mean, or you just want to see them two just go at it?
I don't think it would be a matchup because Brian slay Jody.
You think so?
I know so.
Well, that's a personal feeling, and I know how people feel about personal feelings, and that's not nice. But anyway, I think that because it's a female and a male, I think it's hard to judge them.
I can bet you $1,000 right now, Cabbage.
For what?
I can bet you $1,000 Ryan will win.
Okay. So then he might be the sexier of the two. You are so fierce.
No, I'm not, because I met a Jody, actually. Because, you know, that was a that was one of my love of my life. If you can YouTube it, you'll see the video.
Yeah, I know. I don't have to YouTube it. My fax machine works very well.
Mm-hmm. Where they do that at?
All over the United States, darling. When it comes to-
You are such a comedian, Kevin.
I try to have a happy radio station.
You should start your own show too, Cabbage.
This is my show. I have it along on a night with Kelly and them. I like doing it like this.
You do?
Yeah, I love working with Kelly. I love working with Jasmine. I love working with them. It's okay. I mean, it's something new for me. It's something different, and I like running my mouth anyway. Maybe in a joking fashion. Maybe me being shady and fierce, maybe me just reading out loud, and you know, the only reason why I read at a hush is for your feelings, not mine. So it's like I like doing it this way. One night a week, I get to talk to everybody. I like to run my mouth anyway. I'm pretty decently intelligent. I have a kind of all right education. So I should be able to be pretty diverse, and I like to give a little old way, you know, and a little new way. I mean, if it wasn't for my kids keeping me young, or keeping me abreast of things that go on, or different things of that nature, you know, I wouldn't be who I am, and I wouldn't be so understanding on a lot of things. You know, because I was ready to give up the ballroom scene kind of, sort of, in a way. But because of my kids like Joseph, and even my daughter that doesn't even speak to me, Kimarjale, and even Paul and Tuna, well, Sean now, because, you know, he's changed his name, but and Panda, I mean, these kids keep me abreast of what's going on and show me.
They keep you motivated.
Yeah, exactly. And I go to the little Kiki functions, and you know, a lot of people, I sit at the Kiki functions, and I wonder what people think about when I be the way my face looks, because I look around a Kiki function that I went to on the Poochie function I went to on Friday, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my God, I don't know any of these kids.
I wanted to know what happened to Sarah coming to Chicago for Daryl Ball.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I haven't spoke to Selvin in, since Friday, the Poochie Ball. But you'd be surprised how many of the young, they're so young, and it's like 16, 17, and you're like, oh, my God, and I am, nearly close to 29. You know, and I just was, but I was happy to see that generations and so many generations behind me that are walking so many diverse categories, and it's just like, I kind of like the mini functions because and the little kiki functions because they're kind of organized, and the kids get out of hand, but it's cute. The shade is.
Do you think the kids get out of hand because of the cocaine problems?
Let me tell you something. Me as when I came up, when I was coming up, we had coke, we had crack, and coke, and dope, and you know, we had a few things. We dealt with that. Why can't the kids? They got to deal with pills and coke again. Coke has not went out of style. And even a little crack every now and then and a little, you know, and different things of that nature and whatever the girls get high on. Okay, it's all about getting high.
All right.
You, don't let the drug do you.
Never. I can't.
You know, somebody told me to ask you about Tyshawn Milan.
Who?
Somebody just said, ask her what about Tyshawn Milan. I don't know who that is. I know who Tyshawn Milan is, but I don't know why they're telling me to ask you that. So they must don't know who you are. Hello? Anybody there? Oh, okay. Kelly, my next caller, please. 305-627. Call, are you there? Hello, caller? Hello, caller, are you there? Kelly, are you there? Well, if anybody's online or if everybody can hear me, I guess I'm waiting for another caller to come in. I don't know. There might be something going on. Y'all might not be hearing me at all. It might be something going on. I don't know. I'm just going to continue talking because there's no use of just not hearing nothing. Another person I would like to see go at it for performance would be Terrell Ebony and Derek Icon. I love to see them go at it, and it's unfortunate that I tease Terrell all the time that Derek serves Terrell, but I just think that the battle between Derek and Terrell at My Ball was like the highlight to me. I just think that both of them are just two determined bitches. Derek has the accuracy. He squares his performance off all the time. He always gives you a neat dip. His catwalk is pretty low. I just think Derek's hands are kind of amazing. And that is what you look for in Derek's performance. Now, Terrell's performance is totally, totally, totally different. Terrell is more of a pop dip, really Excalibur performance. Terrell with a prop is he's nasty. Terrell even on a head-on-head collision, he's good when y'all go to locking. Terrell is a wonderful locker because he's so small and because he's so strong. Derek is slippery. Derek is very agile, so Derek gets out of a lot that Terrell can supply onto them. I just wanted to see those two go at it. I would like to see Jamal Milan and Julian Mugler go at it because they both walked all the way and they both walked face to performance. And I love to see them. I would like to see them go at it. I would like to see Ralph Princess and Kaduma go at it. Who two I would love to see go at it? Right now, I would love to see Bernie and Harmonica go at it for Runway. And if you need to do your homework on the reason why I picked Bernie and harmonica, you'll just have to do your homework.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are $400 or $500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belani and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call Keith at 443-531-3457. Let's get ready and know your status.
Okay, everybody. My next caller is 305-627. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Cabbage. I have I want to see the legendary Dee Dee Chanel versus the new mother, Trace Milan. I mean, sorry, Trace Mizrahi.
Trace Mizrahi.
That'll be Moldavia and Anjanae all over.
Moldavia and Anjanae all over again. And the reason for that is because you think that they have their attitudes will clash, maybe they're what they have on at that time, the way they sell it.
I think because every time I see Dee Dee walk, she's on point from hair, makeup, outfit, and Trace as well from hair, makeup, and outfit. They look good from all angles, and just to pair them, you know, next to each other, that would be a beautiful picture.
That would be something I would really want to see. I mean, I just feel that Dee Dee is a veteran, one. Two, Dee Dee is also a lot of attitude. Dee Dee is not mean. I've never taken Dee Dee to be mean. But her attitude makes her very unapproachable sometimes. Just her attitude alone. And it's real pleasant, but it's real subtle and it gets the point across. She's like a poisonous, beautiful, dark-skinned vixen to me. And Trace, like, sweet, real poised, ladylike, you know, everything is roses. Today is a sunny day. I'll go out. You know, I'll just walk down the street just sitting, just not sitting for any reason, just sitting because she just sat. Today was just her sitting beyond day. And
Trace gives me that
day.
don't take me for granted. Like when she was selling it at Giselle Ball, she was like, no silicone. And she was like going through it. And I'm like, I got so much life of how she sold it and went through. You know how some girls are standing in one spot. She goes to each and every judge and just let them get in. Like she leans over. I just live for how that lady sells it. But that's all I had to say, and I like your show, Cabbage. I love this.
Thank you, honey. I mean, I try. I really, really try. I mean, I like talking, so I guess I can I can do it for 2 hours, you know, and then I get to listen to everybody else. And
there's another thing. You said that you see Amaya as like a young Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
I don't see that at all for some reason. I don't know. Danielle and Amaya. Amaya would remind me more of Octavia. Because she's like she constantly changes her look, her hair color, everything. Like she gives you different looks. Oh! You know what, Callie? I'm off here. Thanks, Cabbage.
Good night, honey. Thanks
baby.
For calling in.
Gosh.
Okay. She might have a point there. Okay. Maybe when she knew them. I remember Danielle when Danielle was very young. And the way she looked when she was very young. And that is a matter of her opinion, but I think that Amaya is the reincarnation of the new Danielle. All right, everybody, here's my next caller. 470-697. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Cabbage, how are you?
Hi, sweetness, how are you doing?
I'm good. I want to see, I'm fairly new to the ballroom scene, so, but I really would like to see Deja and Laomi go at it one more time.
Two dramatic, tall bitches. Yeah, Deja, yeah, that, she's like, Deja amazed me when Deja, when I saw Deja walk in Brooklyn many, many years ago. I think at that time Deja was a Chanel. So you know how long ago that can go back. She had a denim on. She had a denim skirt on. She had a denim outfit on. It was Sunday. It was a real sunny day. And the ball was in Brooklyn. And Miss Deja turned it so great. I mean, Deja did a dip that I don't think that she did that I've never seen her do before. And I've never seen her do after that. But the dip was so, so graceful and so on point. And so I gagged. And Laomi, oh, forget it. I just think that I just think she's a beast. I just think she's a fucking beast. Her performance is not to be played with in this lifetime or the next. Mama is a stunt-pulling daredevil bitch.
Right. That's why I live for her performance.
I would love to see them two go at it.
Right.
I would love... Go ahead.
I also live for, you know, even though they kind of, I think they went at the Evisu ball, but I also would live to see Mika and Deja go at it again.
I haven't seen Mika in a while, but
I think Mika was at the Evisu ball.
Oh, she was. I wasn't able to get in due to full to capacity, but I would love to see Mika and Deja go at it. Yeah, I would. I like Mika's sexy performance. Her sexy performance is like, I'm going to sell sex until there's nothing else to sell but just sex. So, Vicky, you come down here and you sell sex with me or you lose out. That's how Mika gives it up. So, Ms. Deja's going to have to deal with being real pretty, being real skillful, and keeping her hands up.
Right.
So, you know, that's going to be a battle in itself because Ms. Deja sells sex with her hands and Ms. Mika just sells sex, period.
With her body.
Exactly. And that's a performing bitch. So, yeah, I would love to see that. Thank you for calling in, caller.
Thank you.
All right. All right, everybody. The next caller is 973-687. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening.
A battle that I would love to see again is what I call the Battle of the Cunts. It's Ricky, Allure, and Prince Milan. Now, they've battled a few times in the past, but it seems like the energy around them every time they battle is just out of this world, to me at least. And I never really seen two soft and cunt girls battle, and everybody are just in awe, as if they were Vogue and Dramatic. You know what I mean? Like, really, really in awe at what they do with their bodies and their style and grace. Those are two people I would love to see battle. And also Deja and Christina again, too. Christina Tsunami.
Okay, so let's deal with Ricky and Prince on my perspective.
Okay.
Two white women. Two Fifth Avenue bitches that all of a sudden decide when they get together that they're going to turn into 225th Street, 8th Avenue, battle it out motherfucking whores. I love to see Ricky and motherfucking Prince go at it because Prince is always going to be an executing, well-thought-through dancer, and Miss Ricky will always capture the crowd with her motherfucking antics. Miss Ricky is a laughable, lovable, lovable, sexy bitch that keeps you motherfucking either kikiing or in nothing but pure gagnation. But Prince's timing between those two seems to always get right to a point where you just look at Prince and you get ver. Bitch, you are carrying the fuck beyond.
Ms. You Rick know what?
seems to bring the beast out. They seem to bring the beast out in each other. And to me, yes. Their performance is two different performances, but both in a real, real cunt, nasty, bitchy way. When I tell you, but catch them out off that ballroom floor, those are two real poised, real get-it-together bitches. I mean, Miss Ricky will sell you white woman up the river. Miss Ricky couldn't be nothing else but in the law because she is so, what can I say, what a Maryland motherfucking sex kitten. And Miss Prince is just a New York Spanish sex kitten that makes no mistakes. She always leaves you to wonder, is there another trick that that bitch can pull? And Miss Ricky always leads you and never gets you wrong. She always has a new story to tell you, because if you always look at Ricky's performance, you can tell how Ricky's day went, because, darling, Ricky will give you a performance with a story and a little bit of shade to go along with it, to always have the problem of, I didn't have no problems paying my $30 tonight because I saw Miss Ricky and Miss Prince battle.
Yeah, and they're both so musical inside their vocals.
And so on point. Miss Ricky follows a beat to the end of nobody's business. She don't give a fuck if you change the beat twice. She keeps that beat. So that knows that a bitch that knows her craft.
And can I say one more thing before I go? That and Circa, give me that Prodigy ball. Was it 2005? The Murders by Numbers ball? When Ricky and Prince battled over battle. But when did y'all catch when Ricky, when he, who is that? Kevin, to the, what's that beat?
Oh, yeah.
How
she
caught them beats?
Every motherfucking one. And believe it or not, that is Miss Kevin's beat. That is Miss Kevin's beat. But thank you, caller. I have another private caller waiting. Thank you, caller.
Thank
and if you got another battle, please call in.
I will.
Okay. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to see Kelly and Timmy at the back of the runway.
Kelly, they're coming for you. I'm caller 678-697. Are you there?
No, that's not me.
Yeah, hello? 678-697, are you there?
Ma.
Yes, baby. I can't hear you for some reason or another.
Call me when you get off the show, though. But I want to bring up Coco and Dee Dee back in, like, 99, 98, like, when they were sisters pumping for Faith. How is your opinion on that one?
Coco and Dee Dee. A more experienced, lovely light bitch. A dark-skinned, lovely bitch that was kind of new, not old, but kind of new, but they were both in the same house. Now that they're not in the same house, I would love to see that battle. I would love to see Miss Coco and Miss Dee Dee go at it. And two shady bitches, and Miss Dee Dee with that motherfucking attitude.
With them
and
eyelashes.
And with
she won eyeball $7,500. She won eyeball just batting her fucking eyelashes.
That's it. And kept
she
her hand
sat
in her
there
head.
And sat everybody and batted her eyelashes.
At everybody. Miss Dee Dee is, when I tell you that's a no-nonsense bitch, that is definitely a no-nonsense bitch. Yeah, that would be a battle that I would not be, have no problem. Yeah, and I want the judges panel just to be all icons, because I want that battle to be nasty.
Yeah.
All icons. Thank you, Jay. And I love you too, Vivian. I'll call you after the show. All right, Kelly, my next caller, 336-666. Oh, I want that phone number. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing today?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing just fine. My name is Keyshawn Mizrahi, from North Carolina. But two people that I do want to see go together, I mean, not go together, go edit, you know, Rayshawn Chanel and Ken Allure. I know they came out together around the same time, and they are really, really good friends, and I'm really good friends with them. But I have never seen them two battle against each other. I know they practiced together. I know they did a lot of things together when Rayshawn was in Atlanta. But to see them at a ball and go edit, I would love to see that.
Another battle that, yeah, I would pay money to see. One, let's deal with Rayshawn first. Rayshawn,
okay,
to me, he sells sex. He's sexy, accurate with his dip. He always changing up his performance. He always finds the beat to me. I love Rayshawn's. I love his performance. I love his performance as a
kid. I do too.
Now, Ken, rather known champ. I love him for different reasons. One, he never loses his masculinity. Two, Ken, for being so tall, him and Boogie, I think he's mastered it past Boogie now, but I think that him and Boogie are two tall motherfuckers that break a dip in half. I have
never seen
a motherfucker as tall as motherfucking Champ break a motherfucking dip down right to a point where it just looks so fabulous to me. I think his hands are wonderful, and he has never, all in his time that he walks twist, he just never busts his terrible, terrible, you know, nasty old cock-sucking cunt to me. How you see a lot of twisters do. You know how you look at some twisters and their name is something, 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 Miss Honey or Miss Sweezy Burger. Rayshawn is still known as Rayshawn Chanel. Ken is still known as Ken.
Exactly.
Right. I don't like for when twisters come out there, Miss Pussy from Coosahatchee. That's not a twister to me.
That's not twist. It's not twist at all.
Exactly. That's Vogue Femme open to all. But that's only my opinion. I'm not here to judge. You know, I'm just here. I hope I can change
it
back.
I'm with you, though.
Huh?
I'm with you, though. I feel the same way.
Okay. And it's like, to me, Ken is just like a showstopper. When you,
yes, he
and
is.
And he's always his outfits to me. When they ask for something and when Ken is walking, he usually gives you exactly what they are asking for. He's always well-prepared, and I think that's a reason, him being just so precise and him having a parent like Booty. That performance I would pay money to see most definitely. And, Rayshawn, coming back, and, Ken with his no-play attitude, I would love to see that one. Thank you, caller.
You're more than welcome.
All right, bye-bye. Have a nice night. 609-892, you're my next caller.
Hey, Cabbage, bitch. This is Tanae from Atlantic City.
Hi, sexy.
Hey, bitch, what's the tea?
Well, let's see what Tanae has to offer. Because, believe it or not, everybody in the listening world, I've known Tanae. Oh, my God.
2 years, bitch. 2 years.
What is it? 16 years today?
A little longer than that. I've been going to balls since 85.
Because I was 12 and you were 4?
We've been going to balls since 85. I've been there since 85.
Yeah, today, what's going on? You know, you've been to the city twice and you ain't caught me, bitch.
I scoot in there on Tuesday nights. The little thing at the Escalators with Q.
You know, I've never been, and I really need to go. My Tuesday nights are wrapped up with the radio station, and then, you know, I run my own catering business, and that's hard. I love cooking, but it's hard. It's hard for me, so.
Yeah, I jumped on. I thought this bitch got her own little night. That's cute.
Yeah, you know, trying to tell her a little old with the new. So, Miss Tanae,
I like,
like now, to see, back in like your see, day.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be something with body, face, sex, Simon, and surely in a female persuasion.
Yes,
give
Miss
me a
Alyssa.
Battle that you would like to see again.
Miss Alyssa and Miss Mika.
You are so motherfucking fierce.
Yeah.
Miss Alyssa
will sit Miss Mika out.
You think so?
Baby, think of the Mark's Ballroom, Miss Alyssa.
I can think of the Mark Ballroom, but let me tell you something. Miss Mika is a sexy black bitch.
And Miss Alyssa is a sexy Puerto Rican bitch.
But, darling, I think, and you know that's Sanaya's daughter. So, you know, I think Miss Mika would give Miss Alyssa a run for her money. But Miss Alyssa being a veteran, she would surely have a trick up her sleeve.
I think if Alyssa gets some tights and a fierce pair of boots and let their hair down, there's no stopping Miss Alyssa.
Back in the day,
the battle was her and Sanaya and Ashley anyway.
Oh, but never you forget Miss Sabrina.
Oh,
wait a minute. Never you forget Miss Sabrina, darling.
And Miss Letitia.
Okay, but Miss Letitia, at that time, she was considered, a new legend. But never you forget Miss Sabrina, darling.
I forgot. Where's she at? Anyway?
You never discredit that whore because, darling, Miss Sabrina, I have rode the train with Miss Sabrina. And Miss Sabrina used to tell me, I am coming to turn the girls tonight, Miss Cabbage. I am coming to give these girls just a little bit what I got to give from motherfucking Baltimore. And she was a little skinny thing. But
and
that Amy. Bitch had attitude to boot, darling. Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Her performance was so cunt. Remember, Ashley, Sanaya, and motherfucking Sabrina was the three to beat. The only bitch that could come in between that mix to break it up, and she was a much older girl, was motherfucking from the House of Field. From the, what was her name? She came as Catwoman before. Oh, my God. And her name was on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my God. I am just lost for words right now. What was her name? She was in the House of Richards. Leah Richards. That was another Catwoman sexy performance. Keep it real straight up,
bitch. That's right, Miss Leah Richards. That's right.
Okay, now remember, Miss Leah Richards was the bitch
Jersey
to get
City. From Jersey City.
From Jersey City. Sexy, sexy bitch, honey. They used to sell it. Right.
Yeah,
thank you, Carla.
Yes, good to hear from you, Mary.
All right, good to hear from you, too. I know who this is now.
Bye.
Okay, my next caller is 347-440. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Auntie, what's up?
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. You kind of give a spoiler to the next battle I want to see. I want to see Miss Sabrina Icon versus Sanaya Ebony for Sex Siren. And I also want to see Pony versus little Kevin Prodigy in Soft and Cunt. Because a lot of people don't know Pony could vote Soft and Cunt.
Oh, I know he can.
So that's the two battles I would love to see.
Okay, so let's deal with the first battle. Now, your first battle was?
Sanaya and Sabrina, Sex Siren.
Wow, you are really asking for two icons to get out there and get real nasty about it, huh?
Yes, show the new girls how it's done. One more
time. Them two, I think if those two girls are on the floor, I doubt if any girl right now, now I got somebody that I think that could mix. Love Sanaya, make no mistakes. And Miss Sabrina, I love Miss Sabrina forever. I love both of them without, but I think one girl that could come and kind of mix it up for them a little bit and give them what they're looking for would be Mother Khan right now. I think Mother Khan got what it takes to give them girls a real run for their money.
What Mother Khan?
Mother, not Ayana. Ayana can hang with them with no problem. But new mother, you need to do your homework. The new mother of the House of Karn had just was deemed mother in Atlanta, Georgia.
Shannon. Shannon?
Baby, don't you ever underestimate that lady.
No. Not for sex, sorry.
You really need to look at her. You really need to look at her. I think mom is a sexy bitch. All right, y'all can say what y'all want, but I really think that Michelle is a sexy bitch, and Faith is not the only cat. I think she's a triple threat, believe it or not. That's only my opinion.
I got one more. I just thought of this one: Kelly versus Temperance. One more time.
Kelly versus who?
Temperance Allure.
Kelly Mizrahi versus Temperance Allure. I would like to see that one too. You want to know why? Because both of them always give a different look. And they're both dark skinned. And not because I'm on this radio station or whatever. I think that Kelly, being a big girl, she's a pretty big girl. And I think that Temperance, just being a pretty black girl, she's a pretty black bitch. But Miss Temperance knows how to sell it. Sell it, sell it, sell it. Miss Kelly does too, but I think that's going to be a good battle. For mother versus mother, yeah, that would be a good battle. Okay, so Kelly, my next caller, I can't see what my next caller is on my phone, Kelly. So, Kelly, could you give me my next caller? Next caller, I'm so sorry. Next caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you doing? I'm sorry, I couldn't see you on my phone.
Oh,
my phone
hey. I'm sorry, but I would like godmother Sasha Garcon to call back Miss Raquel Balenciaga to the runway.
Wow, you really want a grudge match to go on, huh?
Yes.
Why do you want to see that? You just think that they clash, or you just think it's real pretty to see them battle?
I think that it's beautiful to see them battle because both of them are like real face, like those are real face, you know, face women with face and can really sell it. They're both beautiful. But I really think that would be a hot battle.
Yeah. To me, that's two ladies, two mature ladies. I would love to see that battle. That battle would be white woman beyond. To me, another set of white women, two really well poised. They always come prepared. That was a good one. I would have never thought of that one. To put those two, that would be what I would want to see. I would pay money to see. Because, that's a good matchup. That's a real, real, real good matchup. Give me another one then. Yeah, that was a real good one.
Let me think. Oh, I also, keeping it in faith, I want to again see Lola and Nadia go at it again.
The young vixen against the matured, well put together, always on point babe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another battle that would bring Nadia a little out of her element, and it would make the young girl come a little towards Nadia. I think that's a battle that should go on more than once.
Yeah, it should.
Because the more Nadia battles, the more she learns. The more, and the wiser she gets.
She's come a long way, though.
She's come a long way. Yes, she has. And I think that she is such a fresh breath of air to see her. When she comes in, her outfit is always on point. Her hair is always on point. She's always a Colgate smile. She was in Atlanta when we were in Atlanta. I just think she was a breath of fresh air. She always wears complimenting colors, and I'm glad that Harold made her mother of New York.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful.
I'm really glad that Lola is mother of New York. I think she'll bring a new kind of idea. She's a fresh freckled face in the neighborhood. I think she's a real sweet person. She doesn't have an attitude problem. I think she's a good fit for the House of Balenciaga for Mother of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Miss Nadia is just the bitch. She's
right,
just
the bitch.
She's just the bitch. I mean, there's nothing more you can say about Miss Nadia. It's not that Miss Nadia is over pretty or she's over present. Miss Nadia never gives you too much. She just gives you enough to keep you wondering if
right.
there's more to it.
That answer is true.
And she always comes with a fresh look at every ball, like a different look, and whether it be her hair or just her effect. Like, for example, when she walked Team Face with Amaya and them, and she had on the little sensual outfit that hugs her body, and a little short cut. It was really, you know, like I was like, damn, she's beautiful.
To me, she's one of the more effective face women. When you look for a $5,000 face, she is most definitely supposed to be in the building. She is like, you expect her to most definitely be in the building. I mean, win, lose, or draw, she's a wonderful sport about it. And I'm guessing she cusses the girls out and reads them when she gets home, like every woman should. But I just think that she's just that bitch. That's it. That's all you have to say about Miss Nadia. She's that bitch.
Right.
And if you can't deny it. But thank you, caller. I have another one, and I want to get to everybody tonight because then a lot of people tell me that I don't get to all my calls. And it's just so shade. So thank you very much, and call back in. Shit, I don't mind talking. I'll do it all the time. Kelly, my next caller, 979-618. Never heard of this area code. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, baby. So what? Give me a good one. Let me see if you're going to wow me with your battle that you would like to see.
I would like to see Ginger Miss Fahey with Malaysia Ebony.
Wow. Yeah, I would like to see that one too. Ginger, her winning the $5,000, and I was on the judges panel. Not being shady or anything, Ginger got my 10. I love Miss Christina, don't get me wrong. I just think, I don't know what Miss Ginger was on that night, if she was on anything, because I don't want to be illegal. But whatever Miss Ginger was on that night, that bitch had something to prove. Her performance was not to be played with. And I have judged Ginger in previous functions. And I think that sometimes Ginger can be a little clumsy. But that night, she was on point. I don't believe that femme queens should get in any kind of fisticuffs or any kind of contact. I don't think that their performance should have any kind of contact at all. But that night, I think Miss Ginger performance was just on point to me. That was only my personal opinion. Again, I am not a majority. I am just a minority with a voice. I live for Miss Malaysia. I live for Miss Malaysia because not only because she's in my house, I just live for Miss Malaysia because she's just so sweet. But she gets on that floor, and I think she zones out and becomes another person. I don't know who she becomes, but whoever that little bitch just, she just goes. And when she starts going, it just seems like she puts a puzzle together in her mind, like in second after second after second after second. And I love her performance. I just love Malaysia's performance. I love her. I even like her drag, too. I mean, I think her drag is just cute. It's just little Banji cunt cute, and she always does it. Yeah, that's a battle I would really pay to see, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. Would you like to see them because Miss Ginger's a $5,000 girl, and Miss Malaysia also walked the 5,000? Or would you like to see them because you just think the performance is just going to be just that nasty because of their dramatics?
Honestly, I think their performance is just that nasty, the both of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you, Carla. That was, yeah, I would like to see that, too. Just on their skills alone, I would really like to see that, too. Kelly, do I have any more calls? Callers on? Okay, I guess not. So, Kelly, are you going to do your next commercial, or do you want me to give some more scenarios? Let me know. Text me and let me know. But anyway, everybody, yeah, that would be a really, really cute battle. Now I guess I'm going to pick on somebody. And two people I would like to see go at it for hand, for just hand performance. Again, Foxy Milan and Cassandra Ebony. I would like to see, because Miss Foxy's hands are not to be fucked with. And Miss Cassandra is, her hands are just so pretty when she puts it together. And they both can catch a beat. I would love to see that. Who else? Maybe I'll pick some of the new girls. I can't remember this young man's name. I'd love to see him perform. He's in the House of Icon. Tall, thin. He might be Spanish, but he could be black. Mama's dips are just nasty, nasty, nasty. When I tell you nasty, nasty, nasty. And she always folds it up. And another bitch I would love to see go at it would be Juicy Ebony. You know, the girl that hardly wears anything when she's voguing. You know, the sex symbol, you know. Ha, Miss Juicy. Another girl that likes to fold it up real pretty. Kelly, do we have a free ball announcement or something like that I saw you hit me with?
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are $400 or $500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belani and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call me at 443-531-3457. Let's get ready and know your status.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody, but Jamal Icon is the person that I was talking about, and Miss Juicy Ebony. I want to see them two bitches go at it for the gods. All right, Kelly, my next caller is 305-627. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Cabbage. I'm back. I have one more face battle.
Okay, well, honey, with it.
Well, this is for Pretty Girl's face. This is a really pretty girl that I remember. Her name is Courtney. I don't know what house she's in, but she's a caramel complexion, and you rarely see the caramel girls come out. And she's really, really naturally pretty to me, and I would like to see her battle Nadia Milan for Pretty Girl's face. That would be awesome.
Wow. I was just with her on Friday. She's a poochie. I have no idea what house. I think it might be Garcon. I think she's in the House of Garcon. Miss Courtney's in the House of Garcon. And Miss Nadia Milan. Yeah, that would be something to see.
Because but the category has to be pretty girl face. Because when I look at them, they're just so pretty to me. They're just so. It's like somebody said, they should bring that category back, pretty girl face, and then have, like, Cover Girl Carter.
Yeah, I think they should, too. Because, yeah Miss Nadia Milan. And I want it to be, like, I want it to be in, I don't want Miss Nadia dressed up for that. I want Miss Nadia to be in tight jeans and Timberland boots with a leather jacket.
No. Oh, my gosh, no. I would say pretty girl's face in all white.
Oh, okay. But
Timberland boots are really savage.
for Faith. No, I don't know. What do you say?
In all white? I think they both would look wonderful in all white. Just one being high fashion and the other one being more sportswear. If you believe it or not. Yeah, that's a battle. Yeah, Miss Courtney being a Carmel, lovely bitch, young, and Miss Nadia just being, again, that bitch.
In the chat room, they say no cabbage at Tim's. Well, and they said Nadia is pretty girl's face. I agree. I'm not going to repeat that last part.
Yeah, don't repeat no nastiness. That's not good.
But what other girl can walk pretty girl's face instead of? I mean, there are a lot of girls that walk face that cannot walk pretty girl's face. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Some girls are just lovely, just breathtaking, and some girls are just pretty bitches.
Correct.
Just you know, I mean, you can have you wouldn't compare all Russian women to Italian women, but you get some lovely Russians, and then you get some breathtaking Russian women, like you get breathtaking Italian women. So you get breathtaking girls, and then you get pretty girls. And it's not taking nothing from neither one of them.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
I think pretty girls are just pretty girls. And there's nothing that nobody can do. They, when you see them, you just give her, oh, damn, she's so pretty. But then you see somebody that's just drop-dead, traffic-stopping, gorgeous.
Tim Queen face to me is, like, more exotic, more like you don't see that type of thing every day.
You push the button.
I want to play it too long, mistake. But, bitch, I want to say Kelly and Tanae at the back of the fucking floor. That's what I want to see. I shaded her. She shaded me. I want to see her. That's what I want to see for 2000 and motherfucking 11. What the fuck? I'm in the fucking building.
Who do you want to see? You and who?
I want to see the icon, Tanae Pendarvis, at the back of the runway. Miss Thang, I read her 2 weeks ago on the show. She chopped me on motherfucking Sunday for Faith, and I want to see her at the back of the floor. What the fuck?
Miss Kelly, all right. Well, that's something to look forward to. I mean,
baby, Miss Thang. Mistake, you know, it's whatever. Mistake, I'm ready to play, Mistake. The girls have been putting me down for years, Mistake. So I'm ready to play. That's how they said you have to make your name, Mistake. You call out the old bitch, Mistake. So that's what I'm doing. What the fuck?
All right. Kelly versus Tanae Pendarvis. The icon herself. The girl that, quote, unquote, I love all the girls, and all the girls are kind.
That was in 1995 at the Bazaar Ball for Femme Queen Realness. Make her know it.
Darling, Miss Kelly. Kelly.
Mistake, like I told everybody, and everybody at the ball agreed with me, Mistake. You know, it was shade, Mistake, and if anybody's out there, I told all the girls, I got my video up on YouTube, I mean up on Facebook, and my pictures up, Mistake. And this was 7 hours later
over.
After the ball. It was 7 hours after the ball, and she chopped me for Faith Cabbage, and I looked the same way I looked at the ball 7 hours later. I never looked like that before after a ball, after walking face. I'd be come back home with just the eye beat on. Everything else would be gone. It was 7:30. I still looked like I was ready to walk the category, bitch. The makeup was so fierce, Cabbage, I wanted to go to sleep and not take it off. So, since she chopped me and I read her, I want to battle, bitch. Say, what the fuck?
Well, I mean,
I want to wake the middle of it up.
In the chat room, they say, Kelly, Kelly, you got to be able to sell a pawn to a frog to get her. But I think
Mistake,
you can
I don't
do
have
it.
To sell a, I don't have to sell. I don't have to sell a pawn to anything, Mistake, girl. Don't let. I'm not.
You said they think you can do it.
Tony Weblock. Y'all girls in the chat room better stop, Mistake, because y'all gonna make me open my mouth. And I gotta respect Tony. So y'all better stop. Don't start y'all sitting in the chat room. Y'all gonna make me start reading, Mistake. I'm trying to be a Christian. Okay? I'm going back on mute. finish talking to Lisa because the girls in the chat were going to make me say something. And I told Tony I'm going to respect him and respect his wishes. So I'm going back on mute. I'll see y'all.
All right, Kelly. That
yeah.
was a hot one, huh?
Yeah.
So she, woo.
I think Kelly should just wait till Tanae walk and just do what Tanae did to Ajahnay and see if it would be the same outcome. That's how you really make it hot.
What? Oh, okay.
Don't you remember how Tanae would storm Ajahnay? Next
oh, I remember
time
it like
Tanae
it was yesterday. I was only just the bright, tender age of 16. Oh, you're not supposed to fall out?
Oh.
No, no falling out. Naughty, naughty. What is this? Tweet, tweet. 16, 1 6. Not 161, 1 6.
Well, Cabbage, what other pretty girl do you see for that category? So if they do open it up, they at least know that that category is for them.
Lola is, to me, breathtaking. To me, Lola is breathtaking.
Lola is Carter to me. I don't see her as a pretty girl. I think
she's
definitely
not a,
Carter.
She's not a pretty girl.
And she can do different hair colors.
To me, but it depends on how she dresses Miss Erica.
The young girl, the new girl.
That is a bad bitch. You
with the short haircut. Yeah, I think she should smile
more
often. She
is a bad, bad girl. When I tell you Mama is, something not to be played with. I mean, and she don't even take it as much as she don't do ballroom serious like that. But if she ever took it on herself too, the girls better buckle up. Because Mama is a lovely beat bitch. She's a beat bitch. Make no mistakes. I would never take nothing from her. She's a lovely, lovely bitch.
But none of the face girls are really consistent like they used to be. It's like you got to think far in between. They don't walk back to back to back.
Another bitch to me. I'm not gonna be shady about it, and it don't even matter what the situation is or what the situation was between me and her. Another bitch you can't take it from, darling, is that motherfucking bitch Ayanna Milan. Ayanna used to be Blahnik, now Milan. Oh, she's another bitch not to be fested with. She's real. Her body is really nicely put together. If she just invests a little in her smile, that bitch would be another bitch not to be played with. But another one, that ballroom is not that much to her. It's something to do on her extra beat time. She's about her money, so I don't blame her. You know, if you a pretty girl wants pretty things, so you can't do ballroom full time and want pretty things full time. So she decides that she just wants. I give her.
Unless
I give her
you have a pretty job.
Well, she has a pretty career.
That'll work.
That's a pretty career. You know what I'm saying?
Well, White Man Cabin, in the chat room, they wanted to go back to Big Girl Face Battle. So who do you see to come to break that up? I said Kelly and Rose. Other people said Jasmine Milan and Rose.
What about this? I'm going to go to the bowels and the depths of motherfucking Philadelphia and give me my motherfucking Benji cunt motherfucking sister, Miss Saisha motherfucking Ebony, darling. And tell
she's
them
sexy
girls,
with it all.
Lunch for a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
For a big girl, yes. To be dark skinned. I live for Miss Rose, but I don't think that Miss Rose, I think Miss Rose should just walk safe. I don't want Miss Rose walking just because she's a big girl now. I don't want her to walk big girl safe. Because Miss Rose was faced before she was a big girl. Okay?
Yeah.
And when I'm telling you, back when Miss Rose was faced, it was a pretty natural motherfucking face.
Hold on, Cabbage. Let me tell you girls in the chat room one thing, okay? Never underestimate any motherfucking bitch in this motherfucking scene. It's no shade to take an open closed wounds, Miss Thing, but that's what the girls did that night, Miss Thing, when I won that $500, Miss Thing. They underestimated me, Miss Thing. So y'all girls need to stop underestimating the power of what I can do and the motherfucking power of the motherfucking pink. Okay, girls? Y'all need to really stop underestimating me and thinking that I'm an underdog, because that's where the girls get me fucked up at, Miss Thing. When I take...
Miss Kelly, you cut that off.
I come... And I come for vengeance, and I come not to play. So, girls, don't take me. Stop trying to take me. That I'm not serious, girls. I'm bad. I'm bad.
We left one out, Cabbage. Portia Milan.
Okay, Portia Milan. But now you know.
She's so exotic. Oh, she's so beautiful.
Okay, Portia Milan.
And they said Rose is still Big Girl's face.
You know,
I'm reading from the chat room.
Me. She's lovely, but another girl that's not into the ballroom like that, Asia Icon. The Asian girl, her name was Asia Icon. She was Asian. She looked real. She had the prettiest titties. Mama was just so lovely, but she never thought she was that lovely.
Just a big girl?
No, she wasn't really big. I think she was about 5'6", 5'7". I don't know where she disappeared to.
I don't remember her.
There's a few girls. You're talking about pretty girls. You want to know who else I would want to see try pretty girl with a little bit of paint on? Just because I want to see Laomi try that. I would love to see
this
Laomi.
This chat room is carrying cabbage.
The what?
This chat room is carrying.
And I can't get on the chat room because my computer is broke.
Well, I'm not repeating not one thing. I don't know. I hope this Legends Ball and all these up and coming balls have some really good femme queen categories so the girls can really come out and play. Because all of the Bushwin categories are there. No, y'all will not have me on. Kelly, Cabbage.
Yes, baby. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yes.
You can hear me. Okay. Let me see. I think this is.
Well, here's another topic, Cabbage. They have a category coming up, Butch Queen Face. I forgot. I think it's like over 500 or more. It's Wash Face. Who do you think can bring that?
For the Butch Queens or the Femme Queens?
For the Butch Queens.
Christian Allure?
Somebody already said him, yeah. Adonis Epic, that's a new child.
Hmm.
And how back in the day they would be able to paint without it coming off on a white hanky. So what can they do to make sure it's a really washed face?
A wet rag, anything with a little pressure will come off. Because what the trick of it is how they keep it on is they spray spritz on their face and then they stand in the steam bathroom.
Oh, Emery Evisu, that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
They said Joss, Adonis, Jeremy Revlon. Yeah.
David Mugler. Little David Mugler.
Oh, they said some Neutrogena take it off. Well, what femme queen? That was a topic on Walk For Me. And I like what you were saying earlier about the scandal sheets and versus Walk For Me, how back then the shade was just ballroom shade, and now it's like really wicked with it, and it's not even cute or funny. So, but back to this, what femme queen do you think can walk wash face?
What femme queen?
They should have wash face and a bone snatch or a shortcut.
Miss Erica. I'm
Erica.
A fan, Miss
Erica. Erica who?
Amaya. I don't think Amaya.
Shannon.
Giselle. There's a few of them. There's a few
Empress.
Of them. But there's a few of them that I've known before they became women. That's how I know.
Trace.
Yeah, her too. So there's a lot of them. We got a caller. Hold on. Stay right there, Lisa. 917-693. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Auntie.
Hi, baby.
I want to piggyback on something. First,
okay.
I would like to say, okay, who is the caller? Who's on the phone with you? Who is she?
Lisa.
Lisa? Lisa who?
Why?
No, because you made a comment that I don't really agree with you.
Which one? Which comment?
You said you don't think that Lola's pretty.
Baby, listen, wait, no, before you even start, when I said, I was speaking about two different categories, I'm saying Lola is more Carter, she's more cover girl Carter, you can see, when I said pretty, I'm thinking of somebody who you would see every day who just stands above your average girl, so don't try to bring nothing out of that, that's what I said and that's what I meant.
Well, that's your opinion, I don't agree. First
Thank
of all,
you.
Well, my thing is this, every time I see Lola, even when she's not in the boom, she's still pretty. She has Carter. You can have Carter and still be pretty and have both.
Of course, Dee Dee.
Right, exactly. Yes. So when you said she's not pretty, I'm trying, and I'm not knocking your opinion. I was just trying to get into why she's not pretty, even though she has.
Meaning, if the category was pretty girl's face, and she would walk next to the girls that I named earlier, and I would think that she would sit in a whole different way
yes.
than they would. Do you
she
understand that? Did that make sense?
She doesn't sit in that. And what I'm trying to, okay, let me clear it up, because I see both of y'all, what y'all not saying, y'all are both right. Okay, Lola is a face that you give her, oh.
Yeah.
She's pretty. Okay, that
right.
We know that she's pretty, but I don't think that she should walk pretty girl's face.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's like
I'm not saying she's not pretty. That
okay.
would be.
But Auntie, you gotta understand. Right now in the scene, there's so many different types of looks. Okay, you got a girl who don't have not a lot of surge compared to a girl who has tons of surge. Okay, so it's now the times have changed. It's so hard now. You see what I'm saying? A girl who has a lot of surge. Does she have an edge on the girl who don't have a lot of surge? Because a girl who has a lot of surge, she wants to pump her cheeks. She wants to have that real, real woman
Keisha,
look.
Baby, listen, if you put a girl with surge next to a girl who don't have surge, you can still tell which one sits over the other, regardless. If you put Coco Chanel next, and I'm not going to name a girl who has surge because that's a little late, but next to a girl who has surge, if we're not going by who has surge and who don't, we're going by who looks the loveliest. Who's given exactly what the category is calling for. Keisha, do you mind? How old are you?
I don't tell my... A woman don't tell her age. A woman doesn't
well,
tell her age.
Listen, it just seems like you always trying to grab something out of... It wasn't that serious what I said. It was very self-explanatory what I said.
You know, I'm not trying to... I was just trying to understand when you make that comment. Because it's like the ballroom scene has changed so much. And it's like, what's considered pretty? What's considered, like, face-to-face? When if you're paint, you know what I'm saying. And we had last week, it was a controversial topic about face painted versus unpainted. And
but the vast majority of girls paint to walk face.
Correct. Exactly. Well, some girl called and says, "I don't think so and so has face because she paints." And I said, "Well, you have to paint to enhance your features. How can you still say she don't have face because she paints? I mean, that's you can't say that." Not you, I'm saying Nicole, and I called it, and then Kelly kind of backed me up and says, your girls paint to enhance their features. Just because a girl paint doesn't mean she doesn't have face or does have face. It's a matter of, you know, who's actually judging. I wasn't trying to come for you. I just was trying to understand when you said she's not pretty, and then Kelly had to clarify what's pretty, what's considered face.
Okay,
that's
so
all.
let's do it like this. Since we're all three on, and I don't have any more callers. Let's do it like this. Okay, give me someone in the ballroom scene, Lisa, okay, who do you feel that is pretty, not lovely, pretty?
Definitely Courtney. She's her skin glows, her smile is not to be denied, all her angles are on point, and she's just so good to look at. She's pretty. She's with anybody. Like, if you show this picture of a bunch of girls, my mother would point out, oh, she's so pretty. A biological female would look at her as just being so pretty, like a flower. She's pretty like a flower.
That answer is true.
Thank you.
Now, you want, I'm going to give you a bitch that is lovely, beyond compare, unstoppable, face beyond, something that you're standing in the rain and she runs by and you have to give her, oh, I'm going to give you a lovely, lovely, lovely bitch, okay? And I'm talking about just, to me, just lovely. Coco Ebony Chanel, which either one she's in now, it don't even matter.
From Atlanta?
Yes, from Atlanta.
I agree. That's what you... Now, let's hear Keisha's opinion. That was pretty and lovely. Now, Keisha, who's your pretty and lovely? Keisha?
Yes, I'm here.
So who was your pretty? Who was your pretty and who was your lovely?
Okay, my opinion, pretty, I would have to say Amaya.
Okay.
Painted or unpainted, she's pretty. And she also can walk face. Not deny it, she can walk face as well.
That answer is...
I think Amaya is just like Didi. She's pretty and she can still walk face. She has both. No, but
I said that.
Did you just hear what Kelly did?
What Kelly did?
That answer is
wrong.
She don't like the answer. Why?
She said
Kelly?
It was 1-800 dead wrong. That's her opinion. She's a woman. She's entitled to it.
I really think Amaya could do both. Amaya just gives me Octavia with those different looks. I mean, you know, like when you think back a femme queen face, there are a handful of girls who slayed for a long period of time. Vanessa Mizrahi was one who slayed the girls who slayed every girl that ever walked against her. Did she ever lose?
I have to interject for just a minute, because when I think of pretty girl face, I think of a girl that's pretty, but she's not pretty enough to walk face. She's pretty, but she ain't Carter.
Right.
That's what I think when I think of pretty girl face. I think of somebody that's pretty. She's pretty and she's breathtaking. But she's missing something to walk face against those lovely Carter girls. That's what I think about when I think about pretty girl realness.
Okay, I'm gonna do this one for you.
No, that's pretty girl face, Kelly.
Somebody has their opinion about this, but I'm gonna read this discussion. Okay, here's two girls, two brothers, mind you, two brothers, and both were twin brothers at that. One was lovely and one was pretty. Denise and Evie Milan.
Oh, OMG.
Which one was pretty and which one was breathtaking, undeniable, never been chopped, never stopped?
Evie.
All day long. And Denise?
Yeah.
She was pretty.
Right. One bitch was lovely and the other one was pretty, and they were twin brothers.
What's the agenda for Saturday, Mama?
Okay? They were twin brothers. One was a bitch that just, I mean, it didn't make any sense. Wherever she was, it's like people just had to stop and look at her. She hated coming out. She hated coming out. Denise was a girl that you would see get off the number 4 train. You said, damn, that's a lovely Spanish bitch. Okay? She was just, and her body was right and everything. I mean, she just was she was something pretty to look at.
Who is this girl on this link that y'all put in the chat room? Who is this child?
Who is this child that y'all put this link in the chat room? Because I know y'all ain't been out here for pretty girl face. She real, but she ain't had nobody's pretty girl face.
Kelly, do we have another phone call?
973-687.
Kelly, you are so
973-687, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, Lottie.
Hey, Kelly. I want to ask you a question. We was talking about, y'all were talking about femme queen face or women's face, whatever. What about butch queen face and how y'all feel about the butch queen painting? Because we already know the femme queens are going to paint because that's what femme queens are going to do. But how do you feel about the males painting? I mean, because I know from looking, there's a couple of butch queens out there who I think are attractive inside and outside of paint. Case in point, David Mugler, like Cabbage just brought up, was a beautiful, beautiful man and didn't have to paint like that to be beautiful. So how do y'all feel about that?
I really think that the paint takes away from face because they're painting like women. They could put a wig on and walk Bushman up and drink. Some of them, I'm sorry, not all. Some of them. It's just too much. Where is the faith? Where's the masculinity?
Right. Like Whitney used to have back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean it like that. I did not mean it like that.
Cabbage put me
on. Oh, Lollipop, you hit one out of the park, mistake. That was old school girl shade mistake.
The chat room caught it.
Bitch, yeah, because a lot of those girls in the chat room is old girls mistake. A young girl wouldn't even caught that.
You could tell
they
old girls
with the conversation.
I'm not. I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to be shady. Can you give me 4 butch queens that you know paint? That just sit with paint, because no mistaken, I don't care what anybody says, with or without paint, it's face. If it's face with paint, it's painted face. If it's Club Kid Carter, it's Club Kid Carter.
Cabbage, I love you.
No, but
I
think they made that Club Kid Carter for girls that really don't have face, and they can put all that makeup and those colors and rhinestones on their face to rock that category, Miss Thing, because that's the only way they can get through.
And then they dye their hair extra black. So
I'll give you one. I really think Mike. I think he looks good without paint and with a little bit of paint.
He
that's
goes
my
overboard
one.
Sometimes too.
Randy Aga as well. That's my 2.
I agree with that.
Oh, you know what?
Now you
know. No. What's his name? Jeremy Revlon. Jeremy Revlon and David Mugler are, to me, what Butch Queen face should look like.
I've never seen Jeremy painted.
No. That's what I'm saying. If he does paint, I don't know. And if he does paint, then that's good to have it so it doesn't look like he paints. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is for them, too,
them
I think
along.
That's – I don't know. But I think those two are just what Butch Queen face should be. That other stuff I think is clown makeup. I really do. On men, I don't really
I do,
agree
too.
With that.
I agree. Because the eyebrows are so thick and everything looks – like it's just been put there. Everything, nothing looks, you know.
We're not even going to start on the eyebrows, bitch. That should be a whole other topic.
Baby.
Oh, 1 million served. The arches of McDonald's, darling. That's what I.
Exotic looks good. Yeah, y'all, now they're naming them. I can get my 4 now just by looking through the chat room.
Who are your 4?
I would say with or without paint, Exotic. I would say, I was Randy. I would say Mike. I think Mike is a Mizrahi now.
Yeah, Father Mizrahi.
You know who,
I would say Mike,
I got 4.
And I would say who was my first one? I said
that's
got it. 3. No, I said you know what? I totally let me go back up. Mike Aga Whitney.
I
Randy,
think Jeremy Revlon. I think Exotic. I think Japan Mizrahi, and I think London Milan. It's definitely 4 that I can see without paint.
Tokyo Mugler.
I like his face too. It's a little his structure is a little feminine, but I like his face.
Oh, Emery, but I've never seen him painted.
Yeah, I like his face too.
London is a Milan. Oh, Josh. Yeah, Josh. Josh is like a pretty boy. He's just gorgeous.
He is a pretty boy. He really is.
We got 4 minutes. I'm going to let you go because we got four more callers.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next caller is 917-321. You're live on the air on Classic Tuesdays.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on, baby?
What's going on? How's your night going?
I'm going great. I'll see you in a few minutes in the chat room, Ralphie, okay?
All right, but I have a question real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, what's your question, Ralphie?
I hear that feminine disruption is now Mother Herrera. How do you feel about that?
Lamb.
I mean, I'm signing out. I don't know if it's true or not. I just want to
thank you, Alfie. Here's your answer. The next caller is 305-542. You're live on the air on Classic Tuesday.
Caller,
okay,
are you there?
And the next and the last caller of the evening is 404-449. You're live on the air.
Caller, are you there?
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Okay, I got a question.
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
I'm new to the scene, so I want to know, like, what exactly do they look for in face?
Kelly, since you walk this category, I guess you can take this one, and right after that, you can take it right on out, and I'll take it after you. Continue.
Face consists of the eyes, the nose, the teeth, the structure, the overall look of color, the essence of beauty. A lot of these girls, some of the girls have it and some of the girls don't, but you know, it is. That's what they look for.
And that's the same thing for butches as well?
Yes. Face is face, however you look at it, whether it's a butch, whether it's a female, whether it's a woman, it's all the same thing.
Masculine or feminine, sweetie. If you're pretty, you're pretty.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Ellie?
I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother. I love you all for loving me. Cabbage and Lisa, take it away.
Good night, everybody. This was fun. I'm just going to just say that. This was fun. I will be back.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Kelly. And thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. But always keep in mind, eating ain't cheating, but sucking ain't fucking. But if you're doing it, wrap it up. Just wrap it up. Thank you, and have a nice night, everybody. I guess I'll see everybody on Saturday at Roy's, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present Know Your Status. A mini-ball deluxe conference at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The date, November 20th, 2010, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Admission free. All three grand prizes are $400-$500 each. All other prizes between $50 and $100. Commented by the icon Jay Belani and Sierra Milan. For more information, please call Keith at 443-531-3457. Let's get ready and know your